one place. Radio Sputnik. Telling the untold.
And following on from that report, the US attack has also raised some very serious concerns about the consequences for international law in what appears to be a clear breach by the Americans of the United Nations Charter governing military intervention. Our reporter Mark Hurst has been looking more closely at what this unilateral decision by the US means for the future of international law and what consequences, if any, Washington may face as a result.
Article 2 of the United Nations Charter reads, "All members shall refrain in their international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state or in any other manner inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations." But last night the United States confined that charter to the dustbin of history as it fired 59 cruise missiles at a Syrian airbase in a move that could kill off any hope for a swift end to the Syrian war. US President Donald Trump attempted to justify the preemptive attack by claiming it was a response to an alleged chemical weapons attack in northwest Syria that left dozens of civilians dead. The Syrian government denied it was responsible, saying airstrikes had hit a chemical weapons arsenal in Idlib province, maintained by opposition rebel forces. Trump has previously committed his country to a non-interventionist strategy in Syria. But since taking up office in January, Trump has been under pressure from hawkish media and political figures in the US to take a tougher stance on Syria. The US airstrikes on Syria come just 2 weeks after American airstrikes in the Iraqi city of Mosul killed over 200 civilians, and has led to speculation President Trump, whose popularity is the lowest of any American leader for over 70 years, was seeking to deflect attention away from American military action in neighbouring Iraq. So can the US action in Syria be justified? And what, if anything, will the rest of the international community do in response? Well, earlier I spoke with Professor Hans Kochler, the president of the International Progress Organization, a non-governmental body that has consultative status within the United Nations. Professor Hans Kochler, does this attack on Syria have any legal basis under international law?
It certainly does not. According to international law, the use of force is restricted to very specific cases, namely when an attack occurs against a country in self-defense, that is according to Article 51 of the Charter, or when the United Nations Security Council authorizes the use of force under Chapter 7 of the United Nations Charter. This was not the case, and for that reason it is obviously, the attack is obviously illegal.
And has the United States' refusal to seek explicit authority from the United Nations Security Council, does that undermine the United Nations in a serious way?
It does undermine the authority of the United Nations, and this is of course a problem that has existed since the beginning of the World Organization, and that is related to the veto rule in the United Nations Security Council. But still a power that is a country that wants to use force in international relations can and must not circumvent the United Nations Security Council. And if, for whatever reasons, whether because of the veto of other permanent members or a lack of a simple majority, this approval is not forthcoming, no member state of the United Nations must enter into an armed confrontation.
And if any other country other than the United States had launched a similar attack on another sovereign country without the consent of the UN Security Council, what kind of consequences might they expect from such action?
There might be a collective enforcement action against that particular country. We have seen it numerous times in earlier years. For instance, when Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990, there was a swift military action on the basis of the United Nations Security Council resolution, and there were several other similar cases. So the problem of course, is a kind of policy of double standards. The fact that a major power such as the United States that has veto right in the Security Council will get away with its illegal conduct, whatever the circumstances may be.
And would Syria be justified following this attack to strike back against the United States? Obviously, it is in a very serious predicament with the Syrian war going on, and it may not want to. But do they have a right under international law, the Syrians, to self-defense and to retaliation under these circumstances?
According to the United Nations Charter, a country that is attacked, that is under attack, has the right to defend itself as long as the United Nations Security Council has not taken action itself. That is the provision of Article 51 of the Charter. So that right does exist on paper, but of course it is in many circumstances when there is such an imbalance of power relations between the intervening or attacking state and the state attacked, it is not realistic that that a country would make use of this right.
And are you surprised that the United Kingdom has given such strong backing to the US actions when both Britain and America have in the past been at the forefront of calls to uphold international law?
No, I'm not surprised, because this is the policy of double standards. These two and other allied countries have been practicing all along since several decades, and particularly since the end of the Cold War. That means since the beginning of the 1990s. They have quite often sided with the United States in military attacks. Also, for instance, not to forget, against former Yugoslavia. And they have been calling for respect of the rule of law only when it served their interests.
And this unilateral decision by the US to attack Syria comes at a time when the UK and France were actually calling for fresh diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict. Where does that leave the UK in particular? And do you think they will be more hesitant to join military action with their US partners, given the international legal issues that surround such involvement or engagement?
It is very unfortunate. Unilateral military actions like this one do undermine further efforts at a peaceful settlement of the conflict and do completely destroy an atmosphere of trust and mutual confidence that is required for negotiations. As far as the United Kingdom is concerned, I think it will just go along with a strategic partner, the United States. And we have seen similar declarations not only from the UK, by the way, but also from Australia and all from NATO countries such as Denmark or even Germany earlier today.
Okay, Professor Hans Kochler, many thanks for your contribution today. It was very interesting.